blah, 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 blah. Wow. I found my way back into what was previously called Audio Boo. And is now called Audio Boom. Which sounds like some kind of cheaper version in some way. Like I've got in the wrong cab. Or I'm sitting on the wrong bus with the person I thought I was going out with. But actually, I've just gone through a portal and landed in another alternate universe where app names have suddenly turned crap. Audio Boom. I'm not sure if I'll ever get used to that. I'm not sure if I'll ever, ever get used to that. The UI was very interesting on the way in. It was kind of this homogenized, kind of linear, middle-of-the-road, safe safety net of consumerism. It was very kind of like, pick a category, you must be one of these. So I'm kind of not sure where I would use the platform now, because am I going to be put in urban, or lifestyle, or culture, or community, or spoken? Am I just a box now? I guess this is just the nature of the beast of applications. They start off with passion, lots of features, early adopters, and then the money comes in to keep things running, and then more money's needed, and then before you know it, it's just this beast that's feasting on itself, requiring more. And then somebody comes along and does a handshake, changes a few characters in the name, and off it goes. Well, I hope hopefully the original guys and Mark and a bunch of other people have gone on to do incredible things, or at least bought extra sheep, or whatever it is you do with money that you get from acquisitions. Not to say that he had sheep, but I'm just saying that if I had a certain amount of wealth, I think I would invest in livestock. Okay, the oddness is finished. It is 39 minutes past 9, and I'm going to go to bed. But I am going to start using audio. I'm going to call you Audio Boo, or should I say mini podcasts. I'm going to start doing my little mini podcast again, I think, because I've been desperately wanting to do YouTube videos regularly, and I just can't get my pipeline to work in terms of recording and edit and upload, recording, edit and upload. I just don't have the right equipment, the right frequency. I've not tapped into it yet. I guess because there's a lot of things I want to say and I don't feel like I'm being very authentic about saying them. And therefore, I don't believe what I'm saying, I guess, is the issue. Also, I've not had a lot to share. You know, when you share something, it's excitement and not this kind of messed up headspace stuff I always used to rant about on Audio Boo. It's interesting, I've just noticed that apps dictate how I use them. Like, I just felt like I'd fallen back into that room of when I used to use Audio Boo, when I was literally, if you go back on all of my Audio Boos, there's lots of dark stuff in there. When I was just talking into the ether in a dark room with an iPad light shining off a roof. It's all open to extraction, sentiment analysis, remixing. So yeah, I've had an issue with that sort of digital confidence and being authentic in terms of the voice that I want to have. I mean, it can become quite annoying and frustrating to just hear somebody just rant on about the most mundane of things if you don't know that person. But I really am in a sort of empty space, digital empty space. I've kind of stepped away, walked away from it. Disillusioned by it, I think, in some way. I think I got disillusioned by a lot of these so-called digital spaces, I don't know, homogenised is a good word, actually. I feel like a lot of things have been homogenised. And we just cover over a lot of stuff. So I can't really dictate. I'd rather just elaborate and inspire from my own personal perspective, I guess. Hey, it's been a crazy few days, I have to say. My friend is not very well. We went to go to an event that we didn't go to. I managed to get some rest. And then I'm going to throw myself into the breach again with a group of people I wouldn't normally work with, I guess. They don't, or at least they've not let on to me how creatively they live their lives, but I guess they do. But I've always attracted or hung around with creatives, people who are quite full of passion and energy for the newness of new skills and new information and the dissemination of that information. So it's been nice. It's been nice to be around people that just work and work hard and just get on with stuff. And I've never really been a banter kind of person, but I have been recently in terms of just pointless stuff. But there is a comfort in that. An equilibrium, I guess. But yeah, I'm really frustrated about not getting my digital stuff, YouTube stuff, video stuff. I miss my video stuff. I miss video in general. But it's good to get back and do some audio again. I think I'm going to probably have to get an iPhone again though, or at least get to audio, wait for the Android version as well. Put on my OnePlus One, because I really did enjoy recording Audio Boo mini podcasts in my iPhone. I thought that was really nice. I remember wandering many a time through London, chatting to my phone, looking at the UI like I am now, watching the time remaining tick down. Things change, don't they? Or at least they appear to. They probably stay the same. Probably your interpretation, your angle of it just changes. You start to see the cracks. Or it just doesn't fit anymore. You just don't enjoy it like you used to. It all becomes very stale and familiar and obvious. Just realised, I didn't really celebrate my birthday. I was 42, and I kind of just let it slide. I've been letting a lot of things slide recently. I'm not out of misery or grumpiness or anything like that, but kind of just don't want the drama. I'm having a very concerted effort in 2015 to try and avoid the drama and just focus on what keeps me calm and focused. Trying to unlock my creativity again and unlock my confidence again, I guess. To not be influenced by the white noise of the world. I'm going to bed. I hope you're all good. Speak to you soon. You can leave messages directly on Audio Boo. Feel free to do so. I'm also on YouTube. YouTube.com/... I don't know. Rewind. R3Wind. R3Wind, I think it is. Don't ask why. Yeah. I'll speak to you soon, Audio Boo.